Hey, yeah. You know, for me, it ain't all about the money. It's all about the love. Let's go. Yeah, we do this for hip hop right here. Feel me? Let's go. And it's not about being good at what you do. It's about doing good with what you do. You feel me? Get your hands up. Hey, get your hands up. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm here now, but you ain't asking me, huh? You rather I talk about ignorant things that make me sound dumb. You want me to talk about popping bottles and packing a gun? You want me to glorify that street life and make it sound fun? Nah, that's too easy. I've been there, believe me. But now that I know better, I take this chance to be teaching. And no disrespect, but I feel like this game needs me. I'm sick of all you rappers that's famous for no reason. And yeah, I hear you talking, but you're talking with no meaning. Man, I can't wait for you cats to go out of season. I refuse to dumb myself down for anybody's dollar. Nobody spitting knowledge, cause knowledge is hard to swallow. They out here playing dumb, cause they know the masses I follow. They're thinking about the day, but they ain't worried about tomorrow. This generation is wasted, sad, but it's truly blatant. Nobody making music, everybody just entertaining.
Lady Ace Boogie was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and spent her childhood in West Virginia and her teenage years in Dayton, Ohio, where she gravitated to the streets. Her earliest musical performances were Michael Jackson impersonations, and then Lady Ace began to rap organically.
Back then, like, I really didn't take it serious as far as, like, oh, I'm a rapper, right? But I did write a few raps, and, you know, my friends thought it was really cool. So it wasn't really, like, serious, but everybody would want me to, like, every time they see me, like, kick that rap, you know? So it's kind of like the big thing on the hill, right? But other than that, it wasn't really, like, my Michael Jackson impersonations were a hit. but, yeah, it wasn't, I didn't really listen to a whole lot of hip-hop growing up. It was mostly rock and roll and, you know, oldies music. You know, my dad used to play the 8-tracks and whatnot. But I really, like, my friends, most of my friends were white, quite frankly, and they listened to heavy metal, rock and roll, so that's what I listened to. So the hip-hop that I was exposed to from a music perspective was just the stuff that they played on the radio, you know, at the time. So I wasn't really as exposed to the music aspect of it. So I guess you can kind of say it was a natural thing that I gravitated to be an MC because I wasn't really influenced by it growing up.
Now, was your life on the street in Dayton, did that have any musical influence on you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Which, honestly, back then it reflected in my music because it's completely different than my music today is completely different from when it was when I was growing up there. But yeah, I definitely talked about what I was living and it influenced it a lot for sure.
Now, who were you listening to at that time when you were a teenager?
You know, Outkast, Ludacris, you know, so a lot of the South music was popular back then. So a lot of influence from like South.
From
South
Atlanta.
Artists. Yeah. Atlanta. Yep. A lot of the Atlanta artists for sure. Yeah.
Now you moved to Grand Rapids and was it roughly 2010?
Exactly. Yep.
Now what prompted the move to Grand Rapids?
I moved here originally. I had met someone. I lived in Sandusky, Ohio. I worked at Cedar Point, actually, for 2 seasons cleaning toilets. That was fun. Psych. But no. But I moved to – I left Dayton, Ohio because it was just too much for me. I needed to really just kind of start a new life. Moved to Sandusky. Was there for 2 seasons, and I met someone, and they actually went to Grand Valley State University. So I knew nothing about Grand Rapids. I had never been to Michigan. And so I basically, you know, we fell in love and I moved here.
It was in Grand Rapids that Lady Ace Boogie created her feel-good style of hip-hop.
It was, you know, kind of coming to a point in my life where it was like self-actualization, right? Self-realization of I can do all these things. I can be more than what I thought I could be. And so as I was coming to that realization, the music, it just changed naturally. You know what I mean? Some of it was the change in the music, the transition in music. A lot of it was, you know, having a lot of nieces and nephews who look up to me and me realizing, like, you know, I'm not really living that lifestyle anymore. So to put that in my words, it didn't really make as much sense. So that kind of inspired the transition. But once I actually started realizing that I could be all these things and do all these things, it reflected in the music. So that's kind of where Feel Good Music came in, which was my first solo album that I recorded. And it really, if you listen to it, it's me coming to that realization. I mean, in every single song that I'm on, it you can hear it through the music. And so it was an overwhelming feeling of just like joy. but at the same time, still just a little naive, you know what I mean? But you know, because I was really like, I guess you can say, super critical of, music outside of what felt good. You know what I mean? And then I kind of came to the realization that was kind of hypocritical because, you know, just a couple years ago, I was rapping about some of the things that I'm hating on right now. And I was able to come to that realization and say, you know what, you can't be a hypocrite. You know, you can speak about the things that you want to speak about, but you can't really, you know, be hypocritical about the music that's out right now. So, but anyways, Feel Good Music was really just me coming to that realization of who I was and who I could be. And then my most recent album is called Don't Box Me In. And that really talks more to, you know, some of the struggles and things that I had to overcome to get to that point. So it's kind of taking you back a little bit before the Feel Good Music, but also touching on things that are happening currently in my life.
Now, when I first heard your name, it was in conjunction with live performances here in Grand Rapids. Now you're doing more regional shows,
yeah,
too, not just out of Grand Rapids.
Yes, yes.
And so what's been going on in terms of the evolution from starting off as a DIY artist, doing it yourself, and into where you're at now in terms of live performances?
Yeah. Definitely still DIY. I don't have any management or anything, so everything that I do is you know, I do it myself. It's been, I think the evolution has been more in me as an artist. There have been a lot of great opportunities that have come along the way. I do think that there's going to be, I feel a shift coming. I feel a huge shift coming. And it really, I think a large part of it is, connecting with, just people who really want to do the same things. You know what I mean? It's really easy to become complacent. And I think that, you know, because I got a really good start here in Grand Rapids, at some point I was kind of like, you know, I feel like I'm kind of stuck a little bit, you know, playing the same venues, playing the same type of shows. And so I kind of took a step back a little bit. But then again, it's like, you know, I do this because I love it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily about getting to the next level. That was my mindset at the time. But now I'm at a point to where it's like there has to be a shift. There has to be a shift in, you know, I'm getting a lot of opportunities, doing a lot of regional shows, but I want to step beyond that, you know, and I think that it's coming.
Lady Ace believes that the current state of hip hop is in an interesting space with artists focusing on their sound.
That what I see happening is there's going to be a fusion of you know, some of this new wave versus what people, you know, the feel good music and coming together and creating just a whole new sound that everybody can get behind. You know what I mean? And I'm starting to see that with local artists too, actually, is really taking that feel good boom bap hip hop sound and combining it with the new wave sound and really creating something dope that you can't deny. So I kind of see that happening. For me, my next project, like, I'm really trying to work with different sounds and more melodic, more, you know, maybe even dive into some, you know, some EDM, some house music, just changing up the sound a little bit so that I can challenge myself as an artist.
Lady Ace Boogie.
Hold up, wait up, just a minute. I done only been up in this game for a minute. I work real hard, I put my all up in it. And that's why I can say that I'm winning. And you can't kill my pride, not even if you try. Not even if your job was hating full time. I do this till I die. And even when I'm gone, my music will live on. Y'all don't hear me though. Man, I swear this music is what I'm living for. And I'm unstoppable whenever I get in my zone. You can catch me on the stage or in the school.